Koftes Adar Sheni, Monday the 31st of March, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zan, Parshas Metzora.
Morning everybody. Parshas Metzora is full of inyonim, of people becoming Tomei, either Tzoras, later on Nida, Zava, and therefore requiring Tzvila, requiring going into a mikveh to become Tomei. So Be'ezra Hashem, I could discuss something, an interesting, maybe a famous Kesef of Mishnah with regards to Tvila. The Rambam says as follows. Hanegea ba'av, if someone is in a mikvah, he was Tomei, let's say, and he tobled in a mikvah. And at the bottom of the mikvah, there was a sheretz, or a dead animal, which obviously, if he touches it, he becomes again Tomei.
Even in the water.
Zok the Rambam, afilu kishehim b'seicha mikvah, even if it's inside the mikvah, metamin. Yotame. Says the Rambam, ukesheyale min ha-mikvah, ze ha-noigea, when this fellow who touched this dead body, this dead animal, or the sheretz, when he goes out of the mikvah, ukesheyale min ha-mikvah, yitoher, he will become toher. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, what's the case? Are we speaking that when he goes out of the mikveh, he's still touching the sheretz? If that would be the case, then you can't say that when he goes out of the mikveh, he'll be tahor. He's still touching the sheretz. Elamai, he must have let go of the sheretz. If he let go of the sheretz, then even before he's gone out of the mikveh, he should be tahor, because he's in the mikveh. In order to become Tahor, you don't have to go into a mikveh, you have to be in a mikveh. So he's in a mikveh, he's in 40 sa'ah, covered from top to toe with water, he touched the sheretz, as soon as he leaves go of the sheretz, he's Tahor. So why does the Rambam say, ukesheyale, when he goes out of the mikveh? Since we must be speaking that the case is that he let go of the sheretz, so the Rambam should have said that the minute he stops touching the sheretz, he will be tahor. Why does the Rambam say, ukesheyale min ha-mikvah? Says the Kesef Mishnah, b'nireh mitoich hadvarim, it would appear from the words of the Rambam, she'ein ha-tomei nithar, a person who's tomei, and he toivels, does not become tahor, eno be'aliyosoi meha-mikvah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Vaistoi from the Rambam, if someone is Tomei and he goes in the mikveh, he's still Tomei. When does he become Tahor? Only when he emerges from the mikveh. When he goes out of the mikveh, then he becomes Tahor. Therefore, if that is the truth, then we understand the Rambam. The Rambam can't just say, if you leave go of the sheretz, you will become Tahor. No, you won't. Because you only become Tahor when you leave the mikveh. When you go out of the mikveh. And therefore, the Rambam says, ukesheyale min ha-mikveh hazeh, he's Tahor. This is the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. In other words, until we heard this Kesef Mishnah, everybody thought, as soon as you're covered with the water, as soon as you're in the mikveh, you become Tahor. And the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah is, nay, you're still Tomei. You're only Tomei a second later when you emerge from the mikveh. Sorry. You only become Tahor when you emerge from the mikveh. Now, this can have amazing ramifications, even though you're talking about split seconds, but it can make a huge nafka mina. Because let's imagine, Erev Pesach, let's say you mehira yibona bis hamikdash, and everybody's going to Yerushalayim, everybody's going to the bis hamikdash with their little shepsel, with their Korban Pesach. And there's a big squash, and my little Korban Pesach falls over and dies. Okay, so you pick it up, do it out the way, and get another one. Ah, not so quick. You pick it up, you're Tomei. A dead animal is Matan, Benaveda. And if you're Tomei, you can't go into the Bais HaMikdash, you've got to get someone else to go for you. Okay, I'll get someone else to go for you, I'll go to the mikvah, I'll be Tahor for tonight, to eat the Korban Pesach. Fine, run to the mikveh, pay you £1.50, jump in, jump out, job's done. No, not so quick. This is Tevila Deiraisa. This is not an Erev Shabbos quick job. This is Chayvi Krisus. If a person is Tomei and he eats Kodshim, it's Mamish Chayvi Krisus. You have to clean yourself. It's the whole works. So can you imagine? Let's say he was on the way, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and he's got to make sure that he's tabled before Erev Shemesh. As you know, he's got to be tabled, he's got to do the Tevila before Shkia, before Nach. Whichever group you belong to, but you've got to be tabled before the deadline. Because if you miss that deadline, then you only become Tohar tomorrow night. You only become Tohar with the Hair of Shemesh. So he's running to the mikveh, and he does his cleaning, and he does everything, and he goes into the mikveh, and as he's in the mikveh, before he's come out of the mikveh, the bell rings. So there's a huge nafka middah between whether you hold on the Kesem Mishnah, or whether you don't hold on the Kesem Mishnah. If you don't hold on the Kesem Mishnah, he made it. He got into the mikveh before Erev Shemesh. He got into the mikveh before Skia, before night. So he's tired, gets out the mikveh, dries himself. After that, goes into the Bais HaMikdash, and he can eat the Korban Pesach. He's fine. But if you hold on the Kesem Mishnah, then he didn't. He missed the deadline. He only became tahir after Erev Shemesh. So he's going to have to wait till tomorrow night. So he's missed it. He won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So there's major ramifications. There can be major ramifications between whether one does hold and when one doesn't hold. There are lots of kashas, lots of ha'aras on this Kesem Mishnah. One of the points which is made is as follows. The Gemara says in Yevamos, if someone buys an Eber Kenani, meaning to say he buys a goy, and he wants to turn the goy into an Eber Kenani. So, as you know, an Eber Kenani is a halbayid. So he needs Mila, Bris Mila, Bris Mila Lashem Avdus. And he needs Tevila, like a Ger, but not to make him into a full Yid, but to make him into an Eber Kenani. So the Gemara says, at the time of the Tevila, you have to be very, very careful. Because if this Eber Kenani, this goy who's about to become an Eber Kenani, if he's got his head screwed on, he can do a shtickle on the owner. When he goes into the mikveh, and the owner thinks, oh, this is the tefillah of him to become an Eber Kenani, this, supposedly, to become Eber Kenani, can say, Hinnini Tevel Hashem Geirus. I want to become a Yid. He's Tevel, he comes out, he's a Yid, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have to find yourself another Eber Kenani. So what are you going to do to make sure that this fellow is an Eved, stays an Eved? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, the Gemara says that at the time, Behada de Dolly Reshe Mimaya, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Behada de Dolly Reshe, when the Eved lifts up his head out of the water, Behada de Dolly Reshe Mimaya, when he lifts out his head from the water, Anchele Zulta de Tina Areshe, he should put like a box of cement or something on the head or on the back of the Eber Kenani. In other words, make sure at the time of the completion of the Tevila, he's working for me. If at the time of the completion of the Tevila, he's working for me, he can't give a geshrai and say, I'm being tevil to become a Yid. You're not, because you're working for me. You're carrying my box of cement, my bag of whatever it is. And therefore that is kevea, that fixes that this tevila is a tevila in order to become an Eved. And therefore that will solve the problem, and he won't be able to say he's becoming a Yid with this tevila. But note the wording of the Gemara. The wording of the Gemara is, Behada de Dolly Reisha, Mimaya. When his head comes out of the water. The Gemara doesn't say while he is in the water. The Gemara says as he emerges from the water. And the Rambam, quoting this halacha, the Rambam says, excuse me, the Rambam says also very specifically that this is what you have to make the Eved work. Lefikach, tzorich raboi letokvoi b'mayim, the owner has to hold him down in the water and make him work. Ad sheyale, until he comes out of the water, v'hu tachas shibudoi. Now that fits in very well with the Kesem Mishnah. Because you would have thought, as long as, if you learn that tefillah is, in the traditional sense, the tefillah is finished when he's in the water. The minute you go in the water and you're covered, that's your tefillah, you're done and dusted. So then surely, as long as when he gets in the water, the first minute that he gets in the water, I put something on his back, for those two for a second, finished. The tefillah is done, l'shem avdus, he's become an Eved Kenani, I don't have to worry. What's all this business? The Gemara says, b'hada d'doli reisha mimaya, as his head is emerging from the water. And the Rambam, ukashiya, this would lead us to understand, according to the Kesher Mishnah, we can understand this. Because according to the Kesher Mishnah, when you're in the water, that you haven't yet finished. You only become Torah, and therefore over here, you'll only become an Eved Kenani when you emerge from the water. And therefore, the Gemara is very meduktuk, the Rambam is very meduktuk, the Gemara says, b'hada d'doli reisha mimaya, when his head comes out of the water, that's the time when you've got to make sure that he's working for you. However, the Sameach says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avodim, the Shulchan Aruch brings this in, the Fikach, Tzorich lehatil olav shum avoida, Tzorich lehatil olav shum avoida, you have to make that this Eved Kenani work, ba'oidoi b'mayim, while he is in the water. Ba'oidoi b'mayim. The Shulchan Aruch very often quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Here, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the language of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have to make the Eved work ba'oidai b'mayim, while he is in the water. That would imply, not like the Kesher Mishnah. Now, as you know, the Kesher Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch is the same person, Rabbi Yosef Kaira, Zichrono Livracha. So it would appear, though it's Sameach Tainus, it would appear that the Kesher Mishnah, that was the Kesher Mishnah held, this was the opinion of the Rambam. Of the Halacha, it would appear from what he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Tzvila is, Ba'oidoi B'mayim, while he's in the water. Otherwise, why did the Shulchan Aruch go away from the language of the Rambam? He should have said, while he's emerging from the water.
Carries the bag on him in the water, he's not fully covered.
It doesn't have to be tightly on him. It could be loosely on him.
Surely,
yeah.
Surely the weight or the whatever it is that he's putting on him, he has to do ba'oida b'mayim. Otherwise, there will be a split second when Roshay.
Yes, but it's got to be until he goes out.
I'm with you. But he has to start ba'oida b'mayim.
That's true.
Because otherwise, there'll be
it's
a split
too late.
Second when he's emerged. The first bit of his
right.
The first hairs come out the water.
You're right. Oh, but the Rambam was particular to point out you have to start in the water until Achiyala. The Shulchan Aruch didn't make that specification that you must continue to work.
But the Rambam also needs ba'oida b'mayim.
That's true. That's true. Yes. That's true, but I suppose the Sameach meant, since the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention you have to continue Achayale. That's the Sameach Steiner. So the Mazur Rosenbaum, Zayn Gesundestag, says in his Sefer a beautiful pshat that maybe we can reconcile the Shulchan Aruch with, and he declares, brings down a yeshiva shechakira. A yeshiva shechakira in what the pshat in the Kesher Mishnah is. It's very interesting. You go in the mikvah, you're not tar yet. You're only tar when you emerge from the mikvah. What's the pshat? Two tzadim. Is the pshat that the Kesher Mishnah held that the tvila is not called completed until you're out, until you go out? Tvila is not just going in. Tvila is going in and going out. So of course, you're not tar until you go out because you haven't done a tvila. Very simple. That's the first sad. The second sad is, tefillah is finished the minute you go in. But just like when someone is tummy, and he goes in a mikvah, he doesn't become completely tahir until tonight. He's a tzvul yoim for the rest of the day. So you can see that you do a tefillah, and it like sets a process of tahara in motion, and you become tahir tonight. Maybe when a person goes in the mikvah, his tefillah is finished. But he's not yet a tvul yoim. He doesn't become tohor until he emerges from the mikvah. In other words, the reason why you have to come out of the mikvah, according to the second sad, is not because that's the completion of the tefillah. Nay, the tefillah is completed the minute you're in. But the tara, the tefillah, by doing a tefillah, it sets into motion that you will become tohor, but not straight away. When you emerge from the mikvah, then you will be relegated. Your tumah will be reduced from being a full tumah, from being an ava tumah, a rishon tumah, into a tzvul yoim. So it's not, the first sad was, that, the more posh of the pshat, it's not called a tefillah until you've done a whole tefillah, until you've come out of the mikvah. That's the completion of the Maaseh Tefillah. And the second sad is, no, the minute you go in, you're done and dusted, as far as the Maaseh Tefillah is concerned. But the Tara is only when you go out.
Coming out from the water after the is not really young.
No, he is, because the Tara didn't work yet. He wasn't yet Taurus, he hadn't yet been reduced. So that Afkamina will still be there. Because even though he finished his Tefillah, but he didn't become Taurus yet. So he missed the day, he missed the deadline. Says Rabbi Zil, like this. If you take an Eber Kanani, now, this Eber Kanani, you have to make him work at the time of the Tefillah. You've got to make him do the work at the time of the Tefillah. So now, if you hold the first son of the Kesef Mishnah, the first way of understanding the Kesef Mishnah, that the pshat in why you must emerge from the mikveh is because the Maaseh Tefillah is not complete until you come out. So then, that means that the owner must make the Eber Kanani work until he comes out, because the Tefillah is not yet finished. If he makes it work while he's in the water and then stops, so the Tefillah wasn't completed yet, so he hasn't yet become an Eber. And therefore, the Eber could still do a shtickle on the owner, could say, I'm Toivul Hashem Yadus. He must make him work until he emerges from the mikvah. But if you say that the tefillah is finished as soon as he goes in the mikvah, that's it. The minute you go in the mikvah and you're covered and there's no chatzitza, you've done your tefillah. The halacha is, the tara, when you will become Tor, or in our case, when he will become an Eved, will be when he emerges. But the Maaseh Tefillah, which makes him become an Eved, the Maaseh Tefillah, which makes the person become Tor, is completed as soon as he goes in the mikvah. Now, if that's the case, so let's think. So when must the owner make the Eved work? He must make him work at the time of his Tefillah. And when is the actual tefillah taking place, according to the second sad? When he's in the mikvah. Once he's been in the mikvah, that's your tefillah. I made you work when you were in the mikvah. This tefillah is a tefillah l'shem avdus. You were not working for me when you emerged from the mikvah. That wasn't part of the tefillah. The tefillah was finished. It's just, there's a delayed action. The tara, or the becoming an Eved, only happens when you emerge from the mikvah. But once you've been in, that's the tefillah. If so, it could be that the Shulchan Aruch, the Kesef Mishnah, was not Chayza. The Shulchan Aruch could even go together with the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah. No, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in the understanding of this halacha. The Rambam at Galton, that the pshat of this halacha is, the pshat why you must emerge from the mikvah. The pshat is that you need, that you, that it's the Maaseh Tefillah is only nigma. The Maaseh Tefillah is only nigma when you leave the mikvah, and therefore the Rambam held you must work until you leave the mikvah. Ad she'ala. Masha'ikin the Shulchan Aruch held the other side. The Shulchan Aruch held, no, the Maaseh Tefillah is finished as soon as you go in the mikvah. It's just that in order for the Tara to happen, in order to become an Eben, there you have to wait till you leave the mikvah. Mm-hmm. And so the time when you do the work must be when you're in the mikvah.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, for Oda B'mayim won't help. He has to make him work already before he goes down.
I mean, as he's going
once
in.
Once he's in, it's too late already, according to the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, that's true.
Oda B'mayim won't help you. He needs the load upon him when he descends into the water.
Well, no, you see, because while he's while he's in the water, the Eber can't really say anything. Thinking doesn't help. Dvar shavalei. The only chashash is when he. The chashash is when he comes.
So he goes down, he says,
if he does that, they'll say, stop, not going in now. If he does that, they'll say.
But
as long as he doesn't say it beforehand, then once he's in the mikvah, he can make it work and he's okay. You're right, if he says it beforehand, then he'll have to put the brakes on and pull a plug out the mikvah or something, make sure he doesn't have a tefillah. Okay, so that's one. That's one. There's another kasha which the Mefarshim ask on the Kasha Mishnah. This halacha which the Rambam quotes, that if a person touches a sheretz while he's actually in the mikveh, he'll become tomei. So this halacha in the Teras Kohenim is learned out from a pasuk, and the Teras Kohenim says, you might have thought that if a mikveh is metaher someone who's already tomei, then for sure a mikveh can stop somebody from becoming tomei. Someone was already tomei, touched the sheretz when he was outside the mikveh. He goes in the mikveh and becomes tomei. No, so you might have thought for sure, if the sheretz is in the mikveh and he touches it, for sure the mikveh can stop the person from becoming tomei in the first place. Kamash Balon says the Torah is quoted from a pasuk. Nay, a mikveh can be metayer someone who is already tummy. True, but it won't stop a person from becoming tummy. And you need a pasuk for this. So the Mefarshim ask, according to the Kesa Mishnah, why should you need a pasuk? Let's think. Bishleima, if tevila is just going in the mikveh, so I understand. You go in the mikveh, makes you tahir, so you would have thought, if it makes me tahir, then so also it stops me from becoming tomei. You can understand the Havamina. But if you say, going in the mikveh doesn't make you tomei, you're not tomei until you leave the mikveh. So when you went in the mikveh, nothing happened. You're as tomei as you were beforehand. You're only going to become tomei when you leave the mikveh. So the Mefarshim ask on the Kesef Mishnah, so why should anybody think that while you are in the mikveh, if you touch a sheretz, you won't become tomei? Why shouldn't you become tomei? Being in the mikveh is nothing. It's going out of the mikveh. That's what does the trick. So why should anybody think that being in the mikveh stops you from becoming tomei? So again, with this chakira, maybe there's a way to answer this kasha. If you say that the first sad, the more posh the pshat in the Kesa Mishnah, that the tvila is only completed when he goes out of the mikveh. So then this kasha is a very, very strong kasha. Because when the person goes into the mikveh, nothing happens. He's as tummy as he was beforehand, he hasn't done a tvila yet, he's in the middle of the tvila. But he hasn't done a tvila, he hasn't completed the tvila, he hasn't done anything which is going to make him tahar yet. So why should anybody think that this tvila is going to stop him from becoming tomei? What have you done? You haven't even done anything to make you tahir. The whole Kal Vachomer was, if a tefillah and a mikveh is enough to make you tahir, for sure it's enough to stop you. It's not enough to make me tahir. Going in a mikveh doesn't make you tahir. But if you say that be'emes going in a mikveh makes you tahir, except the tahara doesn't arrive the minute you go in the mikveh, if you say the tefillah is complete as soon as you go in the mikveh, except that the tahara doesn't arrive until you emerge from the mikveh. Oh, but the going into the mikveh, that's what makes you tahir. So then you can understand the Havamina, even if you learn out of Kesef Mishnah. Because if already going in a mikveh stops me from if I was tomei, it will make me tahir. Maskim, it won't make me tahir right now. It won't make me tahir while I'm in the mikveh, but it will make that as soon as I emerge from the mikveh, it will make me tahir. So you see, going into a mikveh makes you, removes tumah. So then there's a good habamina. If I say, going into the mikveh should be able to stop me from becoming tomei. Even according to the Kesef Mishnah, this is a valid habamina.
Is it possible that Geras is different? Once he's under the water, he becomes a yid.
The chayyim not, because it's the same rules of tefillah. It's difficult to be mechalek. Now, I'll leave you off with one interesting shayla. There's a shayla according to this Kasher Mishnah. So when you emerge, you become tohar. How much of the person must emerge from the mikveh to become tohar? Is it just a chut asara, a finger? Or must it be either roishai v'ruboi? Now, I'll tell you a very interesting nafkamina. I don't know if this negates to any of you, but you know, some heilige yidden on Erev Shabbos, their table 72 times, 180 times. So how do you do it? You know how it goes? Now, if you hold, like the Kesher Mishnah, and you hold your only Torah, if most of you comes out, they're not going to get you anywhere, because you didn't become Torah. You're going to have to go, you know, get a trampoline in the mikveh. So that would be the, that's enough gemina. So do you become Torah as soon as a drop of you comes out? Or do you become Torah only when roiv of you comes out? So the mefarshim should bring a beautiful rye. There's a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Masechtos Mikvos. The Mishnah says, if you have a mikveh which has exactly 40 saw, not a drop less and not a drop more, and somebody's tabled in the mikveh, it's tohar. Why not? 40 saw. But the next fellow who goes in, obviously, will not be tohar, because the first one came out, it was wet, so therefore, nothing doing. Says the Mishnah, but what happens if, when the second person went into the mikveh, the first fellow was still standing, his feet were still in the water, then, says the Mishnah, it's a machlokes tanoim. Some Tanoim say, look, there's 40 saw, finished, nothing doing. Some Tanoim say, there's a principle called good achis. Good achis means that you draw it down. And since all the water, which is on the body of the person who's just coming out of the water, is joined to the mikveh, so we look at it as if it's all still joined, so there is 40 saw there, as long as he hasn't dried himself yet, this fellow, and therefore you've got 40 saw. The whole machlekes is only on number two. Number one is Zichatar. No question about it. Now let's think. This fellow, he goes, according to the Kesher Mishnah, you're only Tahar when you come out of the mikveh. And let's take on the tzad, you're only Tahar if roiv of you comes out from the mikveh. Which means, in order to be Tahar, you need roiv of the person to emerge from 40 saw. That's the way you become Tahar. This fellow, he's in the mikveh, which is exactly 40 saw. He comes out of the mikveh, let's say he sticks his arm out first. Now, if you don't hold of good achis, if you don't apply the principle of good achis, so this mikveh now only has 39.9 saw. At the moment, he's still tomei, this fellow, because only his arm has come out. When is he going to be tohar? When either his head comes out, or most of his body comes out, but by the time that comes out, there's no mikveh. So you didn't come out from a mikveh. So why should you be tohar? Why does everybody agree that number one is tomei? That number one is tohar? He shouldn't be. If you hold that you need roiv, be shleim if you say, as soon as you stick out a finger. So that's wonderful. You stick out a finger, so kvabasachas, you became tohar. But if you hold you need roiv, so by the time roiv of the person came out, then there no longer was 39 saw. Rav of you did not come out from a mikveh. You shouldn't be tired according to the Kesher Mishnah. And just to finish off, finally, let me just finish off, because I don't want to go over time. And that is, some say, no, you can answer this, Raya. And that is, sorry?
You don't need good achis with one person, because all the waters, all
of them. No, it's not, but so what? It's not. The answer is, what's the difference whether you take the person out of the mikveh, or you take the mikveh away from the person? If he's come out of the mikveh, and now there's only 39.9 saw, this person is not a quarter out of the mikveh, he's 100% out of the mikveh. He's in a bath. Mm-hmm. Well, bath, as the same London. He's not in the mikveh at all, because this is only 39 saw. So, what's your kasha? Only half of him has come out. A mikveh, on the contrary, all of him has come out, because it's not a mikveh, it's not 40 saw. If some, it's gewaldi. Lo'ilam could be, you need all of you need takarayv. But you do have roiv, because once the mikveh has gone less than 39 so, it's ois mikveh, swimming pool. Now, so that means you are in Ganson, not in the mikveh. None of you is in the mikveh. You're just in a puddle of water. If so, it fits in very well with the Kesher Mishnah.
Well, you don't swear.
Swear. Nice.